WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:05, it's cloudy and 38 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be cloudy today with occasional periods of rain, a high of 43. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Elkhorn. See Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 712-764-6000. In area news, efforts to construct recreational trails in Elkhorn and Kimbleton received a big boost from local and state officials last week. Several members of the Little Mermaid Trail Committee were joined last Friday at the offices of Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company by Rod Rowland, president of Landman's Bank of Kimbleton, and Sue Cosner, vice president of Iowa Area Development Group in Des Moines, to receive a total of $15,000 in donations for the projects. Rowland pledged $10,000 over a period of 3 years. The funds will be shared by the Trail Project and the Danish Immigrant Museum's Jensen Prairie Landscape Park. Cosner presented the Iowa Network Services Ripple Effect check in the amount of $5,000 for the Trail Project to be matched by METC. The group is also receiving an INS charity grant of $1,000, also to be matched by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. The Little Mermaid Trail is designed to be built in phases. Thanks to the aforementioned recent gifts and grants, including $75,000 from Iowa Great Places and $25,000 from Lynette Rasmussen, the Rasmussen Group in Des Moines, officials say Phase 1 will be completed by June 2012. That means by the summer of next year, there will be a recreational trail ready for use in Kimbleton, from a Little Mermaid statue to just past the ball fields, with further expansion planned, and an Elkhorn from College and Union Streets to the Danish Immigrant Museum, currently known as the Atlantic Friends of the Museum Friendship Walk. News time is 7:07.
The Right Insurance Company makes your life easier. There's more to shopping for insurance than price. Some companies specialize in one type, others in another. That's why your independent agent can select the program for you that best suits your particular needs. That way, you get the best company. Your independent agent can tell you which company gives the best service and rates for your needs. You can rest assured that you're getting the best value by using one of these agents. See Brocker Carnes & Carnes Insurance, your independent insurance agents in Anita, Atlantic, and Council Bluffs. In Avoca, see Gary or Deanna at the Western Iowa Insurance Agency. Your independent insurance agent in Elkhorn is Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 764-6000.
The chairpersons of the Cass and Audubon County Community Foundations are putting out a reminder to nonprofit organizations in their respective counties that $95,000 in grant funds are available in each county separately through the Cass and Audubon County Community Foundations. Applications are due no later than February 1st, 2012. Detailed application procedures, fact sheets, and a link to the application form can be obtained online at omahafoundation.org/SW Iowa. Applications will only be accepted through the online system, and you can contact any board member for additional information. You can also contact Dennis Nissen at 800-794-3458 with grant-specific application questions. All completed applications will be considered at the March board meeting with notification of results in early April. And again, only organizations providing charitable services in Cass or Audubon counties are eligible. Requests for general operational funds will not be considered. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa said Monday that two Southwest Iowa men had been sentenced Friday in U.S. District Court to a combined 21.5 years in prison for their participation in a conspiracy to manufacture methamphetamine. U.S. Attorney Nicholas Kleinfeld said 45-year-old Robert Gene Ott Jr. of rural Imogene and 24-year-old Christopher Nicholas Smith of rural Glenwood received their sentences from senior U.S. District Court Judge Ronald Longstaff. Ott Jr. was sentenced to 168 months in prison plus 5 years of supervised release following his imprisonment. Smith was sentenced to 90 months in prison plus 3 years of supervised release following his imprisonment. Both men were ordered to remain in the custody of the U.S. Marshals Service pending the designation of a prison facility. On April 28th of this year, a federal grand jury returned an indictment charging Ott, Smith, and four other persons with conspiracy to manufacture meth and associated charges in what's been referred to as the Fisher Farm case. Each of the defendants had previously appeared in federal court in Council Bluffs and pled guilty to their respective role in the conspiracy. The Fisher Farm is an acreage located in rural Mills County where an estimated 2.5 kilograms or 5.5 pounds of pure meth was manufactured by several people from a period that spanned from February of 2003 to May of 2011. Persons involved in the conspiracy were responsible for the theft of substantial quantities of anhydrous ammonia in southwest Iowa and for the purchase of pseudoephedrine from several stores in Iowa, Nebraska, and Missouri, all of which were used to manufacture methamphetamine. In sentencing Christopher Smith, the judge noted that under the federal sentencing guidelines, Smith was eligible for what was referred to as a safety valve reduction in his advisory sentence due to his lack of a criminal history and the presence of other factors contained in the federal sentencing guidelines. Others previously sentenced in the connection with the case were Kirk Jason Hardman, Trent James Fisher, Jennifer May Biggerstaff, Timothy Earl Bent, and Paul Leon Foster. Another person, Andrew Allen Fisher, is awaiting sentencing in the case. State regulators have suspended the license of a Council Bluffs anesthesiologist amid allegations that he molested two women while they were sedated. The Iowa Board of Medicine suspended 47-year-old Dr. Michael Pressure's license last Friday, pending a January 12th hearing. Pressure is accused of sedating the women in his office where they had come for pain treatment. The board said the alleged incidents took place after hours in 2009 and 2010. Pressure didn't keep medical records of the procedures and didn't charge the women for the office visits. The board documents don't say how those incidents came to light. A Lenox woman was cited Monday for contributing to the delinquency of a minor by allowing an underage person to consume alcohol and by providing booze. 48-year-old Christy S. Long received the citation following an investigation into an incident which occurred Saturday. Lenox police say they received a call just after 12.05 a.m. on December 10th about juveniles consuming alcohol in a residence on East Ohio Street. An officer responded and identified a 15-year-old female as drinking in the residence and several others who left just prior to the officer's arrival. The 15-year-old was released to a family member and referred to juvenile court on a charge of possession of alcohol while under a legal age. And police in Red Oak arrested one person Monday afternoon following a break-in which occurred at a home on Coolbaugh Street. 26-year-old Joshua Allen Goolsby of Red Oak was taken into custody at around 2 p.m. on a charge of burglary in the second degree. He was being held in the Montgomery County Jail. News time is 7:13.
In today's world, you need to shop around for the best insurance. Just like you shop around for the best car deal or the greatest savings on groceries. When you find that insurance, you want to know you're getting the best coverage for your dollar. That's where your independent agent can be your best friend. Your independent agent can select the best coverage for you personally. No matter what you need, life, health, home, or renter's insurance, your independent agent can recommend the best coverage for you. See one of these independent insurance agents. In Oakland and Carson, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. See Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association in Greenfield.
In the funeral announcements, 90-year-old Francis Madison of Greenfield died Friday. Funeral services for Francis Madison will be today at 10 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. John Butch Dennis, age 83, of Exira and formerly of Brayton, died Saturday. Funeral services for Butch Dennis will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. Ryan Tater Johnson, age 51, of Atlantic, died Sunday. Funeral services for Tater Johnson will be on Thursday at 10:30 at the St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. And Marjorie Detlefson, age 93, of Manning, died Monday. Funeral services for Marjorie Detlefson will be on Friday at 11 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has the arrangements. Our news brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. In Avoca, see Gary or Deanna of the Western Iowa Insurance Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.